This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to today's edition of the Morning Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. It's a very important trading session in terms of the Indian stock markets today, as there are many queues to keep an eye out for. And it's a good sign that, you know, the overnight queues that we've received from both US as well as European markets are quite positive. US markets extended the rally with all of the indices ending with positive gains. And the European indices too supported the rally. They too ended with mild to marginal gains. However, crude oil prices yesterday jumped to a 10-week high, with Brent futures up almost 2.5% to the $79.4 a barrel mark. Now, coming closer to the Indian markets, what are the important cues to watch out for, important events? Number one, the Nifty continued its up move, mainly aided in the last two trading sessions by the strong gains that Reliance Industries has seen. Yesterday, the stock surged to a fresh 52-week high, almost single-handedly taking the Nifty higher with it. Now, when you're talking about financials, however, you know, the story was different over there, with financials seeing selling pressure in the last hour of the trading session, and Nifty Bank therefore underperformed the benchmark indices. One specific pocket of the market that saw selling pressure was the chemical space. Globally, agrochem majors have been given guidance cuts and have also been saying that FY24 could be a bit of a washout in terms of the demand that they are expecting. On the back of that, Indian companies too took cue and saw significant selling pressure yesterday. What are the important events, triggers, and news flow that will impact Indian markets today? Number one, the consumer price inflation as well as the IIP, the industrial production data, is due today, and it'll be interesting to see the kind of numbers that come out there as markets would take further cues from there. The IT pack will remain in focus. Remember, TCS as well as HCL Tech would be declaring their results today. And when you're talking about the mega HDFC Limited HDFC Bank merger, it comes into effect tomorrow. Today, you will see significant index rebalancing flows. Nifty, Sensex, Nifty Bank, Nifty Next 50, all of them will see, you know, changes in constituents. Nifty will see a new constituent, LTI Mindtree. Sensex will see JSW Steel entering. Nifty Bank will see the weightage of HDFC Bank increasing. And Nifty Next 50 will see JSPL entering it. So all of these stocks, the flows will happen in today's trading session. And one pocket of the market, you know, that would dominate headlines, at least in the initial part of the trading session, would be online gaming companies like Delta as well as Nazara, with the GST rate finally coming through. Industry participants have perceived it quite negatively. It'll be interesting to see the stock reaction and whether there is any further indication on that front.